Developing Coaching Skills, Track 3, Asking Questions. Having a conversation with someone is much more pleasant than going through an interrogation, and that is the risk you run when you focus strictly on the objective of asking questions. After 5 questions or so, your sales rep is going to feel like you're picking on them rather than coaching them to help them improve. Great coaches are great at asking questions. Even as a football coach, I would ask questions. Bill, how did that linebacker get past you? Telling Bill that he can't let a linebacker past him doesn't help Bill learn. He already knows that he shouldn't let that happen. But by asking a question and by going over the game film with Bill, he will have to analyze his behavior and his actions to discover what he failed to do. As you can tell by my question, it was an open-ended question. Asking yes or no questions is not effective in the sales process, nor is it effective when working with and coaching your salespeople. Let's say that your sales rep has a tendency to miss finding out about competition. You could ask them, "Did you find out about competition?" And you'd get an answer. Or you can ask, when you asked them how they are going to undo their current relationship, how did they respond? That's an entirely different question, which gets an entirely different response, especially if they didn't ask that question. And that's the learning point. Which one of those questions do you think is going to give you better insight as to how well your salesperson is executing on the sales system and using the appropriate sales techniques? The second one, naturally. Open-ended questions tend to make coaching sessions more conversational, which is the objective here. Your questions will help salespeople identify the gaps between what is expected and what is really getting done. Once you've uncovered the gaps in execution, your next step is to gain agreement that yes, there is a gap between expected execution and actual execution. You just can't say there's a gap. You have to get an agreement that one exists. Based on that conversation, you and your salesperson must now identify specific objectives to be met in order to improve performance. The key here is to identify objectives that are learning and developing objectives, not just data or results-based objectives. Objectives would be, but are not limited to, improving the percentage of contacts to appointments. If this improves, that would indicate that skill is improving. Improving the quality of initial calls would be a measurable objective because if improvement took place in initial calls, then there would be a corresponding improvement or increase in opportunities created. These objectives must be stated, documented, agreed to, and have actionable items attached to them so that you can improve the probability of success.